When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1337, Learning to Forgive Yourself Will Set You Free, by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com, and of Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I read to you from some of the best blogs in the world every day, covering personal development and personal growth, lifestyle, minimalism, and more, with permission from the websites. I'll keep this intro short, so let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Learning to Forgive Yourself Will Set You Free, by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. I simply didn't understand the concept at first. But there I was, sitting at my dining room table, elbows on the table and wide-eyed as I read these words that seemed too simple to actually work. We forgive others when they make a mistake. We ask for their forgiveness when we act improperly or say something we shouldn't. But in all of the years since preschool of learning the same basic human concept time and time again, I had never considered turning it inward. Never once. I could forgive others, others could forgive me, but forgive myself? So I said it out loud as the prompt recommended, maybe if I just tried it once. I forgive myself. It felt nice, so I did it again. I forgive myself for feeling guilt, unworthiness, impatience, shame, fear, embarrassment. And it was after the third proclamation that I started to really mean it. I felt a lightness in my chest, as if I was no longer carrying the weight of something that wasn't meant for me to carry, at least not for this long. As I allowed for this lightness, I accepted where I was right at that exact moment instead of where I was before, whether it was 2 minutes prior, last Tuesday, or 10 years past. It was a Sunday and I had been working through some readings recommended to me by my mentor. I expected to be inspired, feel more connected, understand more about myself, but I didn't expect this. In fact, I didn't know this feeling was even possible. My entire life didn't change right then and there, but it ignited in me the realization that I was worthy of forgiveness and that forgiving myself would set me free. And it did continue to set me free from feelings of unworthiness, past mistakes, and guilt built up over the years, and fears and anxiety related to new surroundings, social situations, and what I was worthy of becoming. In forgiving myself, I essentially gained my confidence. I could forgive myself. I could be free. And I forgive myself for waiting 29 years to learn it. Because who would I be now to let that hinder my progress? This is the time it took, and I honor that journey. I also take it as an opportunity to do two things with this treasured knowledge. Number one, forgive others in a more loving way. Instead of simply saying the words, I visualize sending love and peace their way, whether they ask to be forgiven or not. I send it anyway. I have compassion for people who are broken because we all are at times broken. Life can be messy and we react, sometimes in rather ridiculous ways. We are all worthy beings, regardless of our faults and less than perfect moments. Granting someone the chance to try again without judgment is vital to promoting the cycle of forgiveness. Whether they fully grasp the gift now or 15 years from now, I've done what I can to guide them there. But they must take it from here and learn to forgive themselves, to see the beauty in growth and change, and know you're capable of expanding. Number two, share what forgiving yourself looks like and the freedom it can bring. I fully intend for my friends, coworkers, strangers on the street, my family, and now my son, to understand the gift that is self-forgiveness, to know it is an option always, right now, and in the future. When we give ourselves the gift of forgiveness, we're not releasing responsibility or the impact we may have had on ourselves or others. In fact, when we forgive, we've honored this responsibility greatly, and we are now ready to take the lessons with us, not stay stuck with them. But there's no room for the feelings of self-doubt, shame, unworthiness, and guilt. Let those go without fear of acting in the same way in the future, without a loathing of always being the person who did X, said Y, or imprison your worthiness for a decade or more. It's easy to fall into the thought that you are broken while the people in our lives are living without shame or guilt. Why is this? We are careful to hide our judgmental comments from each other for fear that others will see our imperfections and judge us in return. We hide the stories that would make us look unfavorable, the unsavory thoughts, you know, those things we irrationally fear others can pick up on even when we've never spoken them aloud. We hide with our feelings of shame and guilt as we believe we are unworthy because of our flaws. It becomes this cyclical process of feeling shame, hiding, and detaching from our authentic and worthy selves over and over until we don't think we're worthy of success or happiness or feeling loved, or of being seen and appreciated and celebrated, because that's something that's meant for the people who have it all together, the ones who don't become impatient or do stupid things or say something they regret, wrongo. It's for all of us. Love and worthiness and freedom is for all of us. And when we forgive ourselves for not being the best version of us, then we have the chance to do it right the next time. We're all human beings. Send love and peace to yourself, and it'll become easier to radiate that love and peace to the world and the entire universe. Only good things can come from this open arms acceptance of our own humanness. So show yourself, live authentically, be free, shine your light, and love others just the same. You just listened to the post titled, Learning to Forgive Yourself Will Set You Free, by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. Katie's post reminds me of some guided meditations I've done in the past, even things like mantras, something you might want to look into. And I'll try to find some articles that relate and walk through other ways to embrace this and to practically help you forgive yourself, because it's so important. Let me know if you find articles on it, but I'll leave it there for today. Hope you're having a great Friday, and I'll see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.